Hello.
Hello.
This is Horny for Love.
Wow.
A podcast about our quest to find love and life in Los Angeles.
Hi.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm John. Hello, everybody. I'm John Anthony, a prolific sexual writer. That's 26.
Okay, why do you keep saying your age?
That is an undisclosed age.
I feel like when you're a writer, it's better to be a little older because
okay,
then you
I'm
have more.
I'm 35.
Yes. My friend recently said that things only get sexier into your 30s. So.
I think that that will be true for me for sure.
As for who am I? Wait, what does Gossip Girl say? She's like, who am I? That's when secret I never tire.
Well, tell
but,
us.
Yes, I will tell you because I'm a host of this podcast. Anyways, I'm Andrea Lee Christensen, a sexy 20-something that just moved to Los Angeles, who's horny for love and life.
And you're an actor.
And I'm an actor, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and that's sort of why we conceived of the pod.
So, I need to get something off of my chest.
Please tell us.
My hair.
What about it?
It's a new color.
And, okay, tell us what you wanted, what you asked for. And what it looks like.
Okay. Well, okay. So I've been ginger, like toying with the ginger palette, shall I say, since last summer.
Which I always find really interesting that you go for the ginger.
I love it. I've always wanted to be a ginger. And I think the first time was the only time it was like really like the color that I was hoping for, I think.
No, I think that you've never been satisfied.
No, the first time.
The first time?
The original. And so therefore I thought, this is smooth sailing. I'll be happy every time. And then I haven't been happy since.
Dude, the feeling of getting the hair that you don't want is awful.
It's really depressing. It's like depressing.
Like when I was first going blonde, like for those of you who don't know, I have like jet black hair naturally. So when, and I currently have platinum hair, and to get it to that color, you need to bleach it like 4 times.
So scary.
So the first time that I was going blonde, it was this woman who did me as like a student. So I would get the discount. Let's just say there were chemical burns. I know. It was bad. And she left, like, a chunk of it, like, dark, and I had to, like, wear it up the whole time.
Oh, my God.
And so then I went back to her to, like, finish the job because it was still a little, like, not blonde yet. She dyed it mouse brown.
Oh.
I was, like, so angry.
This is reminding me of my experience with an unnamed salon in Brooklyn. Remember the one you recommended me?
Oh, she does a good job on me.
She fucked me.
Okay.
And she, I was trying to go for like a peachy, like sorbet, kind of muted sorbet, like orange. And this was after I'd already been ginger. So I was like halfway, like I had to lighten it again. You know, I had to bleach it again. And then she just kind of left it like bleach blonde. Like it was not like ginger. And so I went back for an adjustment and she basically made it like brown. And I was so fucking pissed because I just bleached my fucking hair for it to be brown again.
Oh, no. We hate brown.
Anyway, this time I asked for, like, KJ Apa orange is what I wanted.
Which I feel like you're the only person who's ever asked for that. Also.
I love it. I want it. And I like the way it looks on me, and I like how it contrasts with my eyebrows. And I think,
which are very thick and Italian, by the way.
Yeah, and I just, yeah, I like ginger hair. So that's what I asked for. It came out.
Let's just say Ronald McDonald. Have you seen Clifford the Big Red Dog?
I'm all too familiar with him these days. I actually brought in a swatch of his fur and was like, can you make me Clifford?
He's a star.
Yeah, so it's vibrant is a word for it. But also because it was going with a costume. It's a whatever. It's a whole thing. And it's just not what I wanted.
But we will say, I will say, he looks cool.
Yeah, like, you
he
like
looks,
it a
he
lot.
He looks very fashion. But wait, tell them why you're worried with what? The dating.
With the dating?
Because you're like, there, you're like the person that's gonna date me. Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, a lot of people, I mean, truthfully, every time I go out, people compliment me. And I think it's just because it's super polarizing. So, like, people who love it, like, really love it. So people always say stuff, which is nice. And some man stopped me on the street and asked me if I was a model.
Ooh, and then,
No,
hashtag because scouted.
He was truly like some, like, looked like some, like, man from this random, not lecherous, but like total, like, hack rando.
Okay.
And and I was like, oh no. He's like, have you ever thought about it? And I was like, oh no, thank you. And then my ego got the best of me. And I was like, wait a second, let me like catch
let
back
me get
up
your
to
card.
Him. Wait, yeah, he said he was a photographer, so I was like, oh, so, like, what do you photograph? And he's like, oh, models, and usually they're European, but you have a very interesting look, like, do you work out? And I was like, I'm not really. And then I gave him my number, and then I Googled him.
Oh, and?
His Instagram had one photo on it, and it was like... It was, like, a digital photo from, like, a camera from 2005 of, like, random man. Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway, with the hair, the dating and the hair, I was saying that my hairdresser, who I love, by the way, and I still highly recommend her, even though this wasn't what I was hoping for. She did make me look cool. She was like, be careful, like, vibrant hair attracts, it attracts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, but what if it attracts some guy and they think that this is me? Like, I'm this, like, fashion cool guy and I'm not.
Yeah, it turns out you're lame.
I'm not lame, I'm just me.
Lame, not fashion guy.
I'm not that. I have style, I'm not a fashion guy.
Oh, I see what you mean, like... standoffish, too cool,
yeah,
fashion,
yeah,
guy.
And
yeah,
like thinking like, oh, that guy with the vibrant red hair is like me vibe, and I'm like, nah.
Ugh, but you look so cool.
It's growing on me.
Yeah,
and I'd like it. Yeah, it's growing on me.
Oh my gosh, should we talk about Halloween now? Speaking of,
yeah, right,
because it has to do with your costume.
Segue. Sorry, we are backlogging episodes. We'll be honest about it. We are a new pod, okay, and we're creating a catalog for you.
So Halloween is fresh, okay.
For us,
I'm
it may
sorry.
Be a distant memory by the time you listen to this episode. But tell us, how was our Halloween?
Okay, well, first, tell me your costume.
Okay,
because
so...
Because it relates to the hair.
Yeah, and I've been Ginger, and I have a mullet these days, as many queer people do. And I was like, oh, Ginger mullet, this is my year to dress up as David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Do you have a mullet? Oh, he does. Sorry.
I mean, in the costume I had, he does. Yeah, he's had, you know, whatever. Yeah, so I was David Bowie. I was specifically his, like, pirate red overall... scarf look. Mm-hmm. For those of you who know, you know. And it was really good, by the way.
It was super good. Too bad you were too drunk.
Yeah. Got a little too way that night. Where did we go?
Okay, so we went to like a warehouse rave. Actually, it was the warehouse where Los Angeles Apparel is.
Yes.
Like, we
the
walked
factory.
The factory. We were like, we are in a sweatshop, even though they're famously sweatshop free. Mm-hmm. But like, to go to the bathroom, you go in through like their warehouse, which is rows and rows of sewing machines, and we're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
This must be Los Angeles Apparel.
I like jokingly said it, and then I saw
then
a sign
had, like,
on the wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
No, but this, what was it called? Like, what
was
the
like
DJ?
A blood rave. Oh, I don't know what the DJ
Oh, they called it a blood rave. And we were like, oh my God, it's freezing out tonight. We're probably going to have to like wait in line. Like, we don't even know if we're going to get in and there's no tickets. And like, what the hell? Like, what is this?
I think we just waltzed on in.
We just like waltzed on in. It's like a big, huge, empty parking lot. Mm-hmm. Mechanical bull.
There was?
Yeah. Oh, you should have read that thing.
No, I'm glad I didn't. That. I feel like I spent most of the party in the bathroom line.
Yes. Oh, my God. So we pre-gamed, and somehow or other, John Anthony got way
stoned. No, not somehow or other. It's because I haven't gone out really, like, out in a while, and I was supposed to be working that night, and I got off, so I was, like, really hype. And I just took too many shots before we left.
Yeah, and I took an edible that night, so I was weary about how many shots I was taking. See,
that's good, I guess.
Yeah, so, but we got the Uber, and the Uber was half an hour to get from Los Feliz to this place downtown where it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, because I'm in the perfect party mood right now, and by the time we get there, I'm going to be sober.
Were you?
I kind of was, yeah, unfortunately.
I wasn't.
No, you somehow got more drunk in the Uber, and you like
and I didn't have anything
stumbled
else to drink.
On out of there.
I smoked my first cigarette that night.
Oh, danger.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say it was like I had a few puffs and you finished it.
Okay, so.
And then you got in trouble for smoking it in the factory.
Yes, I did. and John, so I kept wanting to pull John Anthony to like go get drinks, and you were just like, okay, and then like would plop yourself down on some sewing machines, and then like refuse to move, and I was like, oh my god. I'm leaving. And then I was like, oh, but then I'll never find him again. Like, there was, like, 500 people here.
No, you would. I'd probably be in the same spot.
Yes, yeah. So I just, like, went back, and you were so drunk. You kept being like, look at that guy. I dare you to go up to make out with him right now. You won't. I was like, you do it then.
He's probably straight. And then I ran into some man that I went to high school with, maybe, or at least his siblings I went to high school with. It was like a weird moment. There was also this giant like jack-o'-lantern that people were inside of.
Yeah.
There was a baby, like not a real one, obviously, like a toy, like demon baby that I was dancing with for part of the evening.
Oh my god.
There's a stripper pole. Did you see that?
Oh, there was?
Yeah, in one of those shipping crates.
Oh, yeah. So there are like four shipping crates next to each other, and each room was like a different haunted house, quote unquote. One had like a shroom drink.
What?
Yeah.
I was not in that crate.
Oh my god. And then the other one smelled like literal shit. Like, I think somebody, like, took a dump. And I walked into another one, and there was just people on the floor. I was like, I need to go.
I think when we were leaving, there was an ambulance coming in.
Oh, there was.
Or someone told me that.
I told you that, because you left way before I did.
Oh, right. And then when I got home, I fell asleep with the lights on, of course, in half of my costume, of course, on top of my bed, of course.
Yeah, I did feel like people were, like, horny that night.
I mean, I was, but I didn't kiss a single soul or do anything. Mm. I mean, thank God, because I was too drunk to offer consent to anybody, so.
Well, I talked to a few people, and it surprised me. So I did end up talking to that dude in the bathroom line that you're like, go make out with him.
I don't even remember who that was.
Okay, well, he was dressed as Indiana Jones.
Okay.
But it surprised me how people were, like, ready to, like, make out immediately. Like, no conversation.
Did you kiss him?
No.
No.
But he worked at NASA.
Why does everyone work at NASA?
I feel like that's a lie. Like, no way.
No, so I know someone who does. Or I know of someone who does.
My ex-boyfriend from high school interned at NASA.
Wasn't good enough to get the gig.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think it's
more that he had to go to college.
Oh.
Yeah.
NASA.
Anyway,
NASA.
That was a really fun night. Like, it was definitely one of the more memorable, like, you know, like when you're just like going out to a typical club night, it's so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like an event like this where it was just like, this is the thing. It was really fun.
Yeah. I wish that I had two less shots.
I wish you did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we got our nails done somehow. In the morning, we woke up to get our nails done somehow.
Yeah, Gloss Nail Spa.
Yes.
We were like, we're bailing this morning. And then we're like, no.
No, I looked at my crusty nails and was like, I must awaken.
I must awaken.
And I was definitely nauseous in the morning, but... Over the course of nails, I felt better.
Yeah. And we ran into somebody that we went to college
with. Yeah, and we still have to We still have to get dinner with all those people.
Oh, like, yeah.
We have to. I just messaged her.
Okay. I messaged her on Instagram.
Okay, cool, perf. Cool. Because I really want to do that.
See, guys, we're making plans.
We're making
to make
connections
friends.
And friends and fun times. And then the rest of Halloween Sunday was just like low key. You were working.
Oh, shit. I did.
And then Alice, my roommate, just had like some friends over for a movie night. So we watched some movies, which
and
was
then,
cute.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have some juicy, not really. Well,
tell us.
Fun story for you.
Okay, tell us.
So, everybody, I did get a ticket to Vegas to go see Lady Gaga's jazz and piano residency at the Park MGM. and something I had been like toying with and was like, should I spend the money? Should I not spend the money? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to remember the experience, not the extra dollars in my bank account, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, being in LA, you do live close enough to Vegas to drive, which I did do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 4-ish hours on the way there, which is fine for me. Mm-hmm. I would have flown, but it was like super expensive, actually, randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you factor in the Uber to the airport and then like the baggage situation, I guess I wouldn't have checked anything, but you know, the plane ride and the D plane, all that shit kind of adds up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I drove by myself. It was a solo girls trip. Stayed at the Park MGM where she was performing. I was running on fumes because it was like the weekend before Halloween. And I had been like going out and working and like doing all this shit. So I was really
hustling,
like
baby.
Tired. And I ate dinner at Carbone, which is a New York establishment originally, I guess.
It is.
And yeah, and I hadn't been there in New York. So it was my first time.
It's amazing.
It was really good. And it was like such the experience I needed. It was like Italian to the extreme. Like I am half Italian and Gaga's Italian and this dinner was Italian and I felt like, and I was wearing this like sheer black, like dramatic, like blouse. And
wait, did you have your hair yet?
No.
Oh yeah. Shit. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
It?
And I felt very like Italian woman, like in the movie that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Is eating dinner, like the divorcee eating dinner at the bar. And the bartenders were like waiting on me hand and feet. Honestly, the service was so good at Carbone. And they give you like the chunks of like authentic Parmesan cheese and like to start, just like it's like comes with the bread and shit. And I was like,
wait, I don't think I've ever had drinks by myself at a bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you
That's
do that
because you're
lot?
Never single long enough.
Long enough.
Yeah, I do. I take myself out. Well, I don't like go out to dinner alone a lot, but I do like solo trips a lot or like do things alone a lot.
That's
I like my alone time, and also I don't like waiting for other people to make plans. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to go to Vegas and I didn't want to have to like convince anybody else that they wanted to go before I could go, you know? So I had the Caesar salad and the spicy rigatoni, and I had 2 espresso martinis.
Yeah, crazy.
And I was too full for dessert, but they give you those, like, authentic, like, tricolor rainbow cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I love Carbone.
So
it's
good.
Amazing.
I was like, wow, this dinner was just perfect.
It lives up to the hype for sure.
It does. And the bartenders, I just, like, I liked them. They were really nice. And, like, they were, it seemed like straight cis white men. And seemed like. And, you know, I was looking very gay that night. So I was like, I always get scared sometimes, like how will they react, but they were so nice and everything was great. And then the concert was so fun, and I honestly wish that I splurged more and sat closer, because it was really like worth it.
Yeah, I've seen Gaga once, and it was like kind of a small venue.
You have?
Yeah, freshman year.
Wait, what was she like, what was she on tour for?
She wasn't on tour for anything. There was like a ballroom in New York that was like similar to Webster Hall or like Bowery Ballroom called the Roseland Ballroom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were closing. So she did 7 shows there. And
I feel like that's such a small venue.
Yes, it was small. And so, and there were no like assigned seating. So it was just like the floor. So we went to the very front.
What?
And it was like, honestly, like idol worship.
Yeah.
Like you're just like watching her, and she was like so close, and you're just like, wow, you're amazing.
It did feel historic. I was like, wow, I went to Gaga in Vegas. Like people will be talking about this, because like her jazz and piano thing, like I love that music so much. Like,
I know.
That
and it's old so timey fun. Stuff.
And it's just, so good.
Guys, just have fun once in your life.
I'm glad that she did it. I feel like she made it cool again, liking jazz music. Like, I grew up, like, my grandparents are Italian and, like, they love Frank Sinatra and, like, all of that music. Like, that was their music. So I feel, like, sentimental connection to it. Mm-hmm. And then when I started, like, musical theater and taking voice lessons in, like, seventh grade, like, I would sing all of those songs.
Oh my gosh.
Because I saw Crazy for You by the Gershwins and just, like, became obsessed and just, like, she really gave such a show.
I like didn't like jazz until like very recently, I think, because my ex-boyfriend would always put like cooking jazz in the background. And then during voice lessons I was about to say the college where we went.
The unnamed, infamous institution where we studied acting and singing, I guess.
And singing, apparently. My voice teacher always made me sing jazz, and I wasn't enjoying the music enough then. It's because I was a prude, and now I'm a woman, a sexual woman.
Also, I think when I was singing it, I just always took myself so seriously, and jazz is, like, so silly and fun, like, the music,
You're saying she was, like, wackadoodle, right?
She
like
was wacky,
Fuck! I want to be like that
She
again.
Was, like, she, some of my highlights of the evening, her quotes were, like, at one moment, she said, "There might be a super virus out there, but you guys are going to have some fucking fun tonight." That was a great quote. She kept asking people to get on their feet and dance.
Get on your feet and dance.
And right before she sang Bang Bang, she like came out in this giant like pink fluffy coat dress with a giant updo and like a red lip. And she like, there was fog on the stage and she's like walking slowly towards the lip of the stage, like looking down, holding the mic. And she looks up, brings the mic to her mouth, and she's like, "Has anybody here ever been betrayed?" Like, she was fully embodying.
I love that.
She's, like, in her House of Gucci era, and, like, she's, like, embodying
Major.
Her.
Wait, what'd you think of Vegas, though? I feel like for some reason everybody's been to Vegas as a kid.
Yeah.
Which is like, why are you going there as a kid to like look at the Bellagio fountains?
Let me tell you, it was trashy. Sorry, I'll go on record saying Vegas is trashy and I don't like it.
But the thing is, we're okay with trashy if it's like
kitschy.
Like so done to the max. Like casino or like even Ocean's 11, like...
It wasn't like that. Like, maybe... Okay, it was my first time, and I had only been there... I was only there for a night, so truly, like, I'm not an expert, and maybe I didn't see the good stuff. But, like, I went to several casinos to check them out, and they all looked the same, and it was all sad. It felt, like, way too bright. It felt carpet.
Honestly, or even The Hangover, like... That's glitzy and glam.
I know. There was no glitz and glam to this. Except for Gaga.
Except for her.
But truly, like, the Park MGM, like, the theater that you go into right outside is the casino. And you're going into the show from this bright room with ugly carpet, with slot machines and tables and people in these vests.
Ew.
And, like, that was it.
Was anybody dressed up? No.
To Gaga?
No, to the casino.
No, that's the other thing. I was walking around in a fab outfit looking beautiful. And, like, after the show was over, I was like, let me go gamble, I guess. Lost $50 truly in the matter of 30 seconds. That's not an exaggeration. At Blackjack. So that sucked. And then I was like, fuck that. And I went home. Home, my hotel room. But, like, when I was walking back from the casino to the hotel, it was, like, so sad. It was just, like,
oh,
I was wearing this fabulous outfit, and everyone else on the street was dressed in, like, cargo shorts. And it was, like, maybe midnight. And I was, like, what is happening? Like, where am I? How did I just go from this amazing dinner and show to cargo shorts on a dirty Vegas street with ugly shit?
That sounds gross.
And also, everything in Vegas is in a hotel. So all the casinos are in hotels, all the restaurants are in hotels, all the venues are in hotels. So it just feels like you're on a giant cruise ship, honestly.
Which would be fun. I feel like, come
on. I think
on.
That'd be more fun.
Imagine you're like stuck 40. At sea. Yeah, you're like stuck at sea. You're like, oh my God, when we're like divorcees in our 40s, if we are, I mean, hopefully not.
I don't want to be.
Okay, whatever. I might not even get married. Can I just have this fantasy for a second? Mm-hmm. Okay, and so we go on a singles cruise and we get fucked.
Let's do it now.
No, it'll only work single.
When you're older.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I'm let's getting talk. Ahead of myself.
Let's get into any love updates.
Any love updates?
Not for me. I'm pretty dry.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, whatever. Let's just say it. Who cares?
Where are you going?
I'm going to New York to visit a lover. But so I remember last episode I kept being like, well, I came out of this week with a boyfriend. Well, guess what? I talked to him on the phone the other day and he was just like, oh, it's funny that you're calling me your boyfriend because we never actually had the talk. And I was
meanwhile,
like,
he's the one who's been begging for it.
He's been bothering me, baby. No, I'm just kidding. He has. I mean,
he's been wanting to.
Well, the thing is that I just got out of a long-term relation, like a 5-year relation. Oh my god, I like had a brain meltdown for a moment. I was like, was it really 5 years? Yeah. It was. And then like I'm like, and I was like listening to another podcast and they're like, only complete psychos jump from one relationship to the other. Your face right now.
No comment.
Okay, whatever.
Proceed
it was,
with caution.
Like, he knows this. Like, we both thought it was just going to be a summer fling, and then it, like, turned into something more intense. Mm-hmm. And whatever. But then I was, like, holding back because even though we had strong feelings for each other, I was like,
Should I do this?
Like, I feel like I should be single. Like, I just moved to LA.
It's long distance.
And it's long dished. Whatever. So then on Halloween, I was a little bit like, YOLO. You don't want to be in a relationship? Me neither, bitch.
Oh, okay. Are we getting into or not?
And I don't kiss and tell. So
okay,
yeah.
Okay. For right now, we're not kissing and telling.
Yes, but then I'm heading to.
You're headed to New York.
Headed to New York.
To see her.
To see my lover.
And how do you feel?
Honestly, I was going to save this for my glamour of heart.
Okay, we can move on to that, I feel
like. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So tell us.
Okay. Wait, we have to introduce.
Oh, right. Sorry. Glamour
of heart.
I felt the plosive too. That
wait, we were gonna wait. Plosive, what's that?
Like the
oh,
like we really did it, but we didn't plan that.
No, we didn't. No. Yeah.
So this segment is how we like to end each episode, and it serves as a reminder to Dre and I as to like the good things about our decision to move across the country and try something new.
Yes.
So.
I'm very excited about my upcoming trip to NYC because I will be making the grand return. Mm. I'm hoping that it'll clear up a few things about how I feel towards Los Angeles, how I feel towards my love life.
Wow, so apropos.
Yes. No, I mean, I feel like this whole time I've been like, LA, like, I don't know how I feel about it. I think I just miss New York and like, I don't know. And it's just been like on my mind a lot. And so I will really be able to see, do I miss it? Mm. Do I just want some semblance of home? Mm. You know what? I keep back to love life for a sec. I kept wanting to text my ex.
Really?
Yes. Just to like reach out. Like this whole time I kept wanting to be like, hey, I'm thinking about you, blah, blah, blah. Cause I like just couldn't get it through my mind that like somebody that was such a big part of your life and like was your best friend slash family can just leave it.
Yeah.
And then I, for some reason, like it finally just dropped in that like, I do have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to be in my life.
I think that's always the thing. It's just like, wait, you have to actually be like, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, it is done.
I, like, kind of assume that.
Not even romantic, just like, yeah, like, the, I'm not gonna talk to you anymore, I guess.
Yeah. I kind of thought that, like, at some point we'd be friends again.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, but now I'm just like, well, that's what it is. Like, we broke up. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be the same.
No.
No.
It can't be.
So that's interesting.
My glimmer of hope this week kind of already happened, but like, I did not have a Halloween costume, and I really wanted to dress up like David Bowie. Like, I had been thinking about it for a while, and I wanted that specific, like, red overall look, and I was like, oh, well, guess I'm not gonna find it. And then when I was in Vegas the next day, I was like, let me go thrifting in Vegas. I feel like I'll find something. And I found this great store in Vegas. And I'm forgetting the name. I was gonna say neglecting to remember. That's true. Okay. But whatever.
But I found my Halloween costume in a thrift shop here.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Bearded Eagle.
The Bearded. Love that place. Wait, not the Bearded Beagle?
Beagle. Isn't that what I said?
You said eagle.
It's the Bearded Beagle.
Los Feliz.
Yeah, but this thrift store, literally, it was like magic. I walked in and I found the pants immediately. Then I found red suspenders that can make them into overalls. And I just found cute. Everything. And then
perfect.
I bought other shit too, of course.
Yeah, well, of course.
And it was just great. It was all in all really great. So that made me feel like, wow, things can happen last minute and be good. Yeah. I guess that's everything.
I think that's everything. We'll see you next time.
Yes, on the next episode of Horny for Life.